Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. My name is Nicholas Errey-Callis. And again, it is the Fan Early Morning Show where, we start the day a little more mellow on this show, right? It's 5 a.m. You're waking up. Maybe you don't want to be up right now, and I'm here to entertain you, but nice and smooth. You know, you'll get Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson coming up, and they'll really wake you up at 5:40 when they start the pre-show. But, you know, for right now, hey, we're just going to ease into the morning with some opinions. So if you want to voice yours, you're welcome to at 412-928-9370. You can also voice your opinions and have a conversation with me on X. You can tag me in a post at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. And then that number again, 412-928-9370. Call me. I mean, we had some interesting stuff happen yesterday. Coach press conferences were yesterday in the NFL. Mike Tomlin spoke. The George Pickens issue is a pebble in his shoe, but he also talked about how he wants players to get the ball more, right? He wants players to want to get the ball more and be contributing factors to winning. And even though a player is upset after a win, to Tomlin, you know, it's fine. Hey, you know, I want players to want to contribute to the winning is what he said, which I half agree with. Half of me doesn't. I mean, part of being a team guy is saying, you know, hey, I have a role, and whether I'm being double covered and not getting the ball or whether I'm making insane catches, I'm a part of the team and I'm contributing to this winning just by my presence. And George Pickens is a threat just by his presence. Now, there have been arguments made that he doesn't get open in double coverage and other wide receivers can, which makes him not as special as them. I mean, I'm halfway on that argument too. I'm having a lot of halfway takes today, really, because I see both sides of every argument. I mean, George Pickens, I think it's hard to get open in double coverage, and it's harder to succeed when you're making insane catches and the other receivers on the team are doing not the routine things. I mean, a lot of the other Steelers receivers are pedestrian. Calvin Austin has some great potential, but we haven't really seen him tapped into his potential yet. Allen Robinson's, you know. And then Deontay Johnson, about half the time, doesn't make the routine plays. So with all those other receivers around not playing as well, it's harder for George Pickens to play well. And I think some of those other receivers, too, on those other teams were like the Tyreek Hills of the Dolphins in this case. I mean, some of the other receivers that you might bring up. They also have other receivers on the team, though, that are threats. And they have good wide receiver cores. The Steelers right now, I don't believe, have an elite wide receiver core, and I think that hurts them because, I mean, George Pickens is out here making wild catches that, you know, should not be made, catches that I do believe are elite catches. They're definitely eye catchers. They definitely get your attention, and they're not easy to make, but when he's doing that, defenses scheme to that, and you've heard me talk about that before. So I'm not going to rehash the whole conversation again, but I mean, you've heard my point on this. You get it. If he's double covered and the other receivers aren't making catches, the defense is going to put all of its resources toward Pickens, betting on the fact that the other receivers aren't going to make plays. Now, that was more of against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Against the Titans, Deontay Johnson had a few catches in that early drive, and that was inspiring. Kenny Pickett not making throws early in games could have something to do with that, although I have also hesitancy to blame Kenny Pickett because he just does well in the fourth quarter, and it's hard to explain. So if he can lead them to fourth quarter comebacks, they're winning games. Is it sustainable? Who knows? But like, this entire season is really weird. So I'm not gonna say that he couldn't do that in a playoff setting right now. Earlier in the season, I said it wasn't sustainable, but You know, that was before Kenny had 7 fourth quarter comeback wins. So it's all relative in this case. I mean, it's all, to me, just kind of relative thinking about, okay, you know, like what really is a big problem here? Many argue Kenny, excuse me, many argue George Pickens is a big problem, Tomlin's a big problem, everything's a problem, and yet we still have a team that's 5-3 going into a very winnable game against the Green Bay Packers. Now, I also never want to do this anymore. I never count a team out too early, because the Steelers also have had a habit in recent history of losing games that they should win. And I think that part of what has made the Steelers successful this year is that we as fans, and they maybe as a team, don't take teams lightly and are scared. I mean, almost every game on the schedule this season felt kind of scary. I mean, the 49ers coming in, we felt good in the season opener because of what the Steelers did in the preseason, and they got beaten. Okay, now we're a little scared. Like, okay, is that going to happen again? They crank out a win against the Browns. They crank out a few more wins. Then we get a game against the Texans. Young head coach, young quarterback on that side. And they come in and they put up 30 on the Steelers. And the Steelers, I think they were limited to 6 in that game, right? Another 30-6 game. So then you've had that. And then it's like, okay, well, that can't happen again. And then the next week, they end up winning. And then they lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. In a close game. But Kenny Pickett did get hurt in that game, and Mitch Trubisky can't lead a comeback. And then Kenny Pickett's healthy the next week and squeaks out another comeback win. So don't take the Packers lightly, is what I'll say. Especially as fans, like, be tense about this game coming up here. Be tense about the game against the Packers. Do not take it lightly as fans. Don't go on Twitter saying, if the Steelers don't win, it's going to be bad. Ah, don't say things like that. Like, be scared. Like, think of the Packers as a legitimate threat. And act like that. Because, if you know, we as fans take the game lightly, and then the Steelers take the game lightly, maybe don't prepare properly, the game's going to get away from them. Now, I'm a superstitious kind of guy, so this is me just kind of talking to you about, like, what I've seen. It seems like the games that are winnable for the Steelers this season have resulted in losses, and the games that maybe you didn't expect the Steelers to win, they've found a way in the fourth quarter to come back and win, thanks to Pickett, thanks to some solid offensive execution, and especially in part, do not forget to give applause to the Steelers' defense as well, for playing well enough to make sure that the Steelers can win by only scoring somewhere between 13 and 20 points a game. Now, we don't love to see that. We want to see the offense score more. We want to see definitive and secure wins. We want to see the offense produce more. But I'm just, right now, I am all about the Steelers winning, and if this is the way they're going to do it, I'm cool with that. I just, superstitious as I am, I don't want to count any team out so far. Or let me rephrase that. I don't want to count any team out right now, this far into the season. No team deserves to be counted out, because, again, when we worry, the Steelers seem to worry a little bit more, and then I think that they find a way to win these games. The teams that they take lightly, we've seen them not win and get beat pretty securely as well. The Jaguars might be the only exception on the season because, again, Kenny Pickett wasn't playing, so Mitch Trubisky doesn't have that voodoo fourth quarter magic. So that game's excused, I'll say. They're 5-3, though. Don't take the Packers lightly. That's all. Yeah, there's no need to say, like, oh, the Steelers better win or else. I hate that from fans, too. Because this is a game that could get away from them. Because you never know. Again, I mean, this is just Harry Callis' feelings right here. about being, you know, superstitious and just knowing what I've seen from the Steelers in recent years. Now, this is one of those games that can get away from them. Like, them being an underdog, them not having high expectations, the offense not scoring a lot, I feel like maybe better than them coming in with, like, the elite offense they had in the 2017, 18, 2018, 19 seasons. Because, I mean, teams don't know what to expect from them, and then Kenny Pickett, again, it's magic. It's wizardry how he comes back in games. Again, it's all feel for me, but based on what I've seen in recent years, it seems like that's what it's been like. They've played down to bad competition, and then they've beaten teams you didn't expect. And while they haven't beaten any teams necessarily that, I mean, we could see a situation in all the games that they've won this year where they could have won. There were a few surprises for sure, and then there are other games where they just got tattooed, but you also thought that those were winnable games too. It's a weird season. Don't take the Packers lately. That's all I'm saying. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Again, you can talk to me on Twitter, tag me in a post at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. And we could talk. Give me a follow as well while you're on there. You know, why not? I like followers. Yeah. I like getting my thoughts out there to all of you. Coming up next, I have an interesting story to tell you about some of Mike Tomlin's comments. Somebody I talked to yesterday had an interesting perspective on how Mike Tomlin handles his press conferences that I just want to address with all of you. We'll continue to talk more Steelers-Packers. They play on Sunday. The Penguins also won a hockey game yesterday and are 5-6. Now they're kind of steering the ship in the right direction. So if you want to talk about the Penguins at all, you're welcome to it, 412-928-9370 or on X, formerly known as Twitter. But I'll be right back after these messages. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's truck month at sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to be still going to be warm outside. It's been a little warmer for November. High of 61, low of 40, partly cloudy skies. Then tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of 64 and a low of 45. You're welcome to call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter, on X, at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. So, I did want to mention, because I had an interesting conversation, and I mean, you know the nature of sports talk here on 93.7 The Fan, right? We want to give you conversations to make you think, right? Think about what, you know, the sports teams are doing with the Pirates, the Penguins, the Steelers, Pitt, football and basketball. And the volleyball team now doing well. We got something planned today. Talk about them as well on the Fan Morning Show, Maine. But, right, our job here really is to get you thinking about the teams and what you're paying for and what you're investing in. Should you watch the Steelers? Should you go to games? Is the team worth following? Is Matt Canada doing the job right? Is Mike Tomlin doing the job right? Are the players on the team doing the job right? So, I mean, that's what we do. Now, yesterday, Mike Tomlin had some answers that were just beautiful during his press conference that I revel in. Because, I mean, he's creative in how he answers. He answers what he wants. There are some people out in the crowd that he doesn't like. It seems pretty evident, right? So, I mean, there's a lot to consider. There's a lot to think about how he answers questions. And he's always been a master of answering questions. And we know that. And it was definitely on display yesterday. But the George Pickens thing and disciplining George Pickens and whatever George Pickens is, whatever's going on in his head is odd. I think George Pickens may be frustrated because he understands that the Steelers receivers around him are not good enough to get open, and he's being double covered a lot, and that might be a result of his teammates not stepping it up and making sure he can get open. I think there's a lot of reasons why he could be upset. And Mike Tomlin, I think, answered as best as he could. He's not going to give you the exact answer that you want, and it's not his job to give you the exact answer you want. It's his job to answer the questions. But then I talked to somebody yesterday who said, well, you know, with all the mainstream media, you know, Mike Tomlin said some stuff, and then the media is backpedaling and defending each other. But, you know, in a line of business, you know, Mike Tomlin doesn't know answers to anybody. He's, you know, you can discipline in private, and that's, you know, that's fine, and fans should just have to live with that because they're not entitled to anything. And then I said this because, you know, me being in sports talk and not necessarily liking when, you know, we get framed in a certain way, I said, well, how about this, man? You're on lawn care, right? You spray people's lawns. You keep people's lawns, you know, in order. That's what you do for a living, right? What would happen if you sprayed some lawn stuff and the lawn stuff you were spraying didn't work? Or let's say, you know, your staff, you know, the people under you and you know, your staff people would spray lawns and then start cursing at the clients just for fun. You know, while they were in the yards, right? And let's say that happened, like, you know, 75% of your clients were dissatisfied one way or another. What would you do then? He said, well, I would talk and I would get the issue handled in-house. And I said, well, that's great, but what if it keeps happening? Like, what if your little private talk didn't work? Do the clients that you have, you know, your lawn care service for, do the clients you have a right then to maybe talk amongst each other? Go on social media and tag your business because your business isn't doing what it needs to be doing? Because, I mean, the one thing that's not going to happen in the NFL that might happen in a business is that you're just not going to pay for that specific business. The NFL is too big. So the next thing we do as fans is we cry out. Like, maybe in a lawn care service, the specific offenders who aren't doing the lawn stuff right might get fired. Like, the clients may clamor for that, right? They'd clamor for these guys to get fired or change in general. And that's what Steeler fans are doing. So that's really the comparison I'm trying to make for all those people out there who just think, like, oh, yeah, you know, the media is doing this and that. Like, we want to have conversations so that you can best understand, like, what's going on. And, of course, we want to have conversations that make you think, like, hey, you know, like, you know, what are we watching? What are we paying for? Is this worth it? And so we talk about it. And it's just like the real world. You wouldn't invest in a bad product or service if it didn't work, and you would talk with other people to get their opinions as well. We just happen to do it in a mass way. We reach more people when we talk. But the principle still stands. So we as fans deserve answers. That's why we have press conferences. That's why we have people who get to ask the questions, ask tough questions in general. He doesn't have to answer a certain way. Sure, Tomlin doesn't. We might not get every answer that we have a question for, but the questions deserve to be asked, and the discussion still should be had, because in, like, any everyday instance or an instance where you have a franchise sports team, if the product, the service, is not up to standard, people deserve to talk about it, and then changes should be made, especially if you're involved. And if you're paying for tickets, if you're watching games, if you're invested, you deserve answers. So that's my take on that. Now, George Pickens, what's going to happen with him? Not a clue. But I'm sure we'll continue to talk about it for the rest of the week until the Steelers play the Packers on Sunday.